Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. This episode, we're going to talk about, do you like cats or dogs? Do you prefer to live in the city or in the countryside? What video game have you played the most? And what do you prefer after a big dinner, coffee, or just a regular dessert? All right, let's jump right into it. I owned a cat when I was a little kid. I used to terrorize the cat. Cat's name was Kitty. My mom said I used to throw him across the room. And Kitty used to hide behind the couch and all that type of stuff. One day, I guess Kitty pounced out and tried to kill me. But no, Kitty tragically died in a car accident. A car ran Kitty over. I think Kitty wanted to go. You know, I was terrorizing Kitty as a little kid. I was only like two, three years old. I don't condone it now. I don't think I don't want to have my child that young around no animal anyways. But me, I'm a dog person. Got to be. Growing up, because going to people's houses that got cats, cats just don't care about personal space. They don't know who you is. They up on you. I mean, dogs will run up on you too, but most dogs really ain't that friendly. They don't know you. They'll bite you. Plus, cats. Ugh, shitting. Now, it's, you know, everybody got these cats or these dogs that look like cats or live like cats. They just want to be all up under you in your lap, all this kind of stuff. I think they done genetically made these dogs this way. But me, I'm a dog person. I always wanted a British Bulldog or a German Shepherd. Or, I don't know, I think that's it. Pretty much either a British Bulldog or a German Shepherd. I think dogs are more easier to get along with because they listen. They're your companion. If you feed them right, treat them right, they'll do right. Cats, you can feed them right, treat them right, fluff them up, you know, comb their hair, their beard, and they still gonna do you dirty. Like, for real? Really? Like, I thought I just did all this for you. I just spent all this money and took you to the veterinarian and all this other stuff. Veterinarian. I don't know. I might be Caribbean. I don't know where this coming from. But, yeah, for me, it's got to be dogs, man. Dogs more loyal. Feed a dog a couple days. Dog will love you for years. You feel me? Cats. Plus, down here in the South, cats run rampant, man. People just get rid of cats every day. And they just out here living in the wild. And I think they live like that forever and ever. Even when you get one as a pet, they just still on their own. Like, they're thinking, like, man, this part of my house, this the part of your house. And I can't imagine getting attacked by no cat. See, cats, they pounce out on you. They jump out on you. They try to use a surprise element. Dogs, they barking. They gonna let you know I'm trying to get after you, bro. Plus, dogs, I feel like I'm more safe with a dog, you know? And I ain't never heard nothing about breeding no cats. Maybe I can get into that. Maybe I have to do my research. But me, definitely a dog person. What about you? Are you a cat or a dog person? I know there's some people out there that love cats and dogs. But for me, that shedding and doing whatever you please as a cat, it just irked me. Even though they do say they protect against, in some cultures they say cats do protect against the living dead. And back in the Pharaoh days, they did protect against some souls and spirits. But no. And they're very majestic animals. Whatever. They just seem like they lick themselves and then come lick your face and shed hair all over your house. So yeah, definitely dogs. Okay. Would you rather live in a big city or live on the countryside? See, me myself, I done grew up on the countryside all my life. Cause ain't nothing down here. Even if you live in the city down where I'm from, it really ain't no city. You be like, oh, this all y'all city, this shit? Even though some people will go against me and say that when I say this. It's four major cities in Alabama. In my opinion. Start from the bottom. There's Mobile. Come up, there's Montgomery. go up to the very tippy top of Alabama, there's Huntsville and Birmingham. Okay. Seeing myself, I done been in them cities. Didn't too much care for it. Been to Mobile too. Been to Montgomery plenty of times. Me, myself, I like being in the country. Because in the country, it just seemed like you got more freedom to do whatever you want to do. Sit on your porch and do nothing if you really want to. Get up, shoot your rifle if you want to shoot. Shoot your pistol if you want to. In the city, oh boy, you shoot that gun one time. It's over with police, everything out there. Police not being called. Your neighbors is outside, all type of stuff. Or it could be the other way around. They won't come out and check on you, see if anything happened to you. But for me, the countryside is always going to be where it's at. Four-wheelers, go-karts, find a lake or a pond, get on your boat, get on your ski-doo, or whatever y'all want to call them, man. More the mobiles, you know, the little things. But yeah, love the countryside. Plus, it's like, you know, your animals, your pets, they love the countryside, too, because they get to be out there in the wilderness, just take off and run and do whatever they want to do. Plus, it's cheaper to live on the countryside as far as the housing and the places, but when it comes to go getting groceries and doing things like that, yeah, you might have to travel a little bit. But other than that, it's pretty good, pretty fine to me, you know. I don't want to be able to... Every time I come up my door, my neighbor's right there, you know? Or I can hear everything my neighbor's doing. I love it when my neighbor's miles away. I don't know where they at. Oh, I ain't seen them in a couple months. You know what I'm saying? But another thing that could be scary about it is being out there in the countryside and nobody never hear nothing going. Nobody hear you scream. That could be a danger. Or you could be a thing that keeps you from moving to the countryside. Would I live in the city? Yes. But would I prefer the countryside? Yes. I don't know. I'm a country boy. Why would I want to live in the city? Anyways, let me know. Country or city? What's the video game that you've played the most? Like, you know you've done logged the most hours on it. See, I was torn between it, neck and neck. But when I was growing up, you know how you grew up in one of my households where your mom get you the game system and it come with one game and that's all you got? Welcome to my life. If you've never lived that, welcome to my life. Mine is Madden. Like, I remember having Madden on 64. And boy, when I tell you, I used to play that religiously. You know what I'm talking about? 7 hours in, you know what I'm saying? Then as time went on, you know, I just kept purchasing Maddens. Like, sometimes I'll just get in there and play Madden and play Madden and play Madden and play Madden until I got great at Madden, you know? And some of my friends be like, man, play me in something else. No, play you at Madden. You take this whooping and you lay it. Now I find myself, I barely even play video games. Like, my brother Pete brought this game over the other day. Well, some months ago. And I still ain't even played it. The latest God of War. I ain't even put it in. I loaded it up. Yeah, I loaded it up onto the PS4. It never played it. It's kind of weird. Like, my second close game would be Grand Theft Auto. Like, all the Grand Theft Autos. Like, what I like to do. Beat them all, like beat the whole game, then I go back and then I put cheat codes in, like after I already made all the money I can make, you know, just in case. I started doing that when I started having nieces that knew exactly what was going on with the game. Like my or I have a girlfriend come over, she want to play the game and she don't know what's going on. I got billions, do what you do. Have a good time, terrorize some people, you know. But like the latest Grand Theft Auto, that one, I didn't beat first. What I did, I just jumped online. Because that was the newest feature, was you can go online and play with other people. That's the first thing I did, jumped online. So when I did go back and beat the game, I wouldn't be behind what everybody else was doing. Like, I was already like a level 50 or something, like 60 or something, when everybody else started jumping online. But yeah, He's got to be mad at me. Plenty of times. Plenty of suckers done took that great ill to me in Madden. A lot of suckers done came and said they was good at Madden. Then I beat you 21-0 in the first half. Because that's the unspoken rule. 21-0. Pass that controller, son. Just pass it. See, me, I even implemented a new saying to it. I don't want to get sued by Bud Light, so shout out to Bud Light. Beat you by 21, dilly dilly. There you go with 2K2. 2K, I get you up by 20. I beat you by 20. You don't come back down to score, I get the rebound. Dilly dilly, put the controller down. You're done. Like, even on Madden, I give you that chance. I score my 21. You get the ball back. You don't score a field goal or score a touchdown. Pass that controller, son. It's over. So for me, the video game I played the most had to be Madden, man. Like a legend in Madden. Like I could play Madden. I couldn't play Madden for a whole year. Pick up the sticks right now, play Madden, beat you by at least a field goal. And I kick field goal. That's how I beat people. Like, oh, you gonna kick a field goal? Or you gonna punt on fourth down? Yes. It's a strategic game. I really play football. I understand field position. You don't. So, if you want to challenge me and Madden, let me know what your gamer tag is. We'll get it up. We'll figure it out. I know people got Xboxes, too. After a big meal, what is your desire after a tradition, I guess you would say? Some people I know, they like coffee. Some people I know, they just go with the dessert. Me, myself, it's the coffee. Like, if I can get it, I'll take it. It's a real old-fashioned thing, like they used to do it most. I mean, back in the day, they used to do it, like, 60s, 70s, 80s. Was, you know, y'all go out to dinner, have a good time. And while we gonna sit here and we're going to talk after we eat in our booth or at our table, why not have some coffee? Just in case you ain't made it to that level of dates. Like, we ain't made it to where I can invite you back to my place. We'll have coffee right here. And then I take you home. And then that's it. They did it that now. Now it's like going back to your house. Or, you know, I'm just going to drop you off. Blase, blase. No. Because if you want to keep the conversation going, why not order two coffees? Because you got to sip it slow. Got to add whatever you're going to add to it. Myself, I'm just a sugar guy. Unless you got some lactose-free creamer. But for me, yeah, it's coffee. Coffee lover, coffee advocate, coffee connoisseur, you feel me? Because after a big meal, I'm not big on sweets. Like, I let you know I ain't big on sweets. My favorite cake is pound cake, pound of sugar, in it. You feel me? You ain't even got to put nothing on it. I'm bland. I need it regular. I know people put cheese on theirs. Weirdos. Anyways, this is a southern thing. That's what they told me. But I'm just kidding. If you put cheese on it, I never really tried it. Not a big fan of cheese. But yeah, I'll try it one day. But me, coffee, right after we eat a big meal. You know, the food's digesting. We sitting here talking. We having a good time. You know, we up. We attentive. We looking at each other. We laughing. You know. We talking about what we just had, like, you know, I try that, you know, was that good? Yeah, I'm gonna try that next time, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But when we had like a family function, nah, you gotta keep it cool, you know, lay low, cause they gonna have like 8 different desserts, you know. I'm gonna just get my little pound cake, maybe try a little caramel cake, something like that. Y'all can have all that red velvet and chocolate and pecan pie and all that. I don't eat that. Don't eat no pumpkin pie. Don't eat no pecan pie. I don't eat no sweet potato pie. None of that. I don't even like banana pudding. Banana pudding's disgusting. Now maybe peach cobbler, apple pie. We can function with that. We can fool with that. But for me, yeah, it's coffee after a big meal. What do you prefer? Do you like it back in the old days when they used to get the coffee after a big meal? Or would you just prefer to get your regular dessert and then we go home? Thank God Thank the listeners. Thank y'all for your feedback and input. Yeah, we just talked about cats or dogs, city or countryside, the video game you played the most. Do you enjoy coffee or dessert after a big meal? Next episode, do you guys, if you could travel in time, any place, any year, where would you go? What's better, pizza or tacos? Would you prefer shopping online or in-store? Or what do you like better when it comes to weather, hot or cold? All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless.